Hello and welcome to the Family Brand Podcast. My name is Chris. I'm a husband, a father, and an entrepreneur.
My name's Melissa, and I am a wife, mother, former nurse turned real estate investor.
And we believe the greatest gift you can give your child is a last name that stands for something.
Your last name is your family's brand.
If you are a parent who wants to raise your child to know who they are, love who they are, and believe in who they are, this show is for you.
We promise to bring you real and authentic conversations with parents and experts who are committed to making their family their life's most important work.
This show will help you take a stand for your family and to raise your children by design, not default. Hello, hello. What's up, everybody? Chris and Melissa, and back for another episode of the Family Brand Podcast. What's up, Melissa?
Hey.
Melissa and I, actually, exciting news. We have matching vehicles. We both have white Toyotas, which, as of yesterday, which is actually, we didn't know we loved Toyotas so much, but I have a Toyota Tundra. Melissa has a RAV4.
This is a funny story we should actually tell very briefly. Okay, so ever since we moved back from Hawaii, Chris has been wanting a truck because when we moved to Hawaii, he sold a truck that he loved. And we've kind of had the money even set aside because he sold the truck, so he had the money. And so he's been talking about getting a new truck since we got back, and that's been 2.5 years. And so last year for Christmas, not like 4 months ago, but a year and 4 months ago, I bought him a new truck for Christmas.
Which, so people need to know this story. Melissa's a baller. She's been very successful in real estate. She did the coolest thing ever. She took her own real estate money, went and paid cash for this really nice truck and gave it to me as a Christmas gift.
I surprised him for Christmas.
It was amazing. It blew my mind.
And there was this, every time we drive to our house, we have to drive over railroad tracks. And every time Chris would drive over the railroad tracks, there was this little rattle in the back seat. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it drove him bonkers.
Well, yeah, it's like, it's a brand new truck and it has this rattle. Like, I don't want a brand new truck that has a rattle. The old vehicles we drive don't have a rattle. So took it to the dealer 7 or 8 times. And after they were finally like, hey, we give up, they were like, just let us give you your money back. We feel terrible. We can't fix it. Even the dealership was like, I wouldn't want a brand new truck with a rattle.
Okay, so
I sold the truck back to the dealership.
We gave the truck back to the dealership. And that was over a year ago. And so for over a year.
Our youngest daughter, Indy, has shamed me every
mercilessly.
Week.
Mercilessly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember that gift mom bought you and you weren't even appreciative of it and you took it back? I'm like, leave me alone.
And for the last year, over a year, Chris has drove, his primary mode of transportation has been an almost 10-year-old minivan. He drives it everywhere, which is amazing and it's fine, but it's like, I know he wants a truck, so why won't he just go get himself a truck? I don't know, but I tried and so I washed my hands of it and I said, if you want to keep driving the minivan, like, fine, keep driving the minivan. But Chris finally bought himself a truck this week and I'm just so happy for him.
Yeah, so that is not what this episode is about. Maybe there's some lessons in this episode about how we use our time. So one of the things that Melissa has always wanted to do with Family Brand. So Melissa has created the Family Brand Academy, which is our, you know, it's our signature program that is always, you know, available for families to purchase online and go through it at their own pace. She always has group programs running, which she has a couple groups right now. And Melissa's always had this vision of, I love our, you know, signature program, the Family Brand Academy. And I want to create some additional like solutions and resources for families that are like ridiculously impactful, but also like at a price point every family can afford. And she's launching her very first one.
I think it'll be live by the time you hear this. And I have been talking about it for so long and I'm always running ideas by Chris. And he's always telling me, I think you should just do it. Stop talking about it. Pick one and do it.
So she did it. And she has created this incredible guide called Take Back Your Family's Time. Because I think you've shared with me that as you've surveyed your community, whether that's your email list or Instagram followers over the years, one of the biggest frustrations for most families is we just don't have enough time. We feel like just like chaotic. We're running from thing to thing. Our kids' schedules dominate our lives. We feel like it's kind of the tail that wags the dog. And families have kind of been begging Melissa, like, help us to know how to create more time as a family. So that's what she's put together. It's $27. The launch special is going to be $20. I promise you it'll be the best $20 you have ever spent. But yeah, Melissa, what do you find a lot of families are saying about just time?
Yeah, so it's interesting. overall through the years, I have gotten the feedback that, like Chris said, it's just time, finding time, having time, feeling like we have time to be connected, be a family. But what has been interesting recently, just in the last couple of weeks, me and my new assistant, Lexis, who, by the way, I recently hired Lexis. I don't think I've mentioned that here, but I have someone helping me like in family brand, and it's been so incredible and so amazing. And she's helped me put all of this together, which has been so incredibly helpful because as I mentioned here before, I've started homeschooling trip in Indy, so I truly could not have done it without her. She's so amazing. But we sent out a survey to our list via email. So anyone that was on our email list, and asked them, what are the challenges actually facing you right now with your family as far as your time? Like, if you're married, to be with your spouse, like, do you ever have time to connect?
Do you have time to go on a date once a week?
Yep. And do you, as a family, where do you feel like most of your time is spent? And people have answered and have said, our time is spent on work, of course, also on just running the house, like doing the laundry and the dishes and the yard work. And lastly, we asked where, if you had more time, would you spend it? And that was the most interesting part to me, was people overwhelmingly said, if we had more time as a family, we would spend it having more fun and being more connected. So we put our heads together and we're like, okay, how could we offer this to families to have them create more time, more connected time, more family time, to just have more fun together? Because I do think that that is important today, especially more than anything. You can be in the same room and quote unquote spending time together, but is that time connected? Is that time actually moving? And how can you make that time together actually move the needle for your family? So all of that you will find in this Take Back Your Family's guide. And yeah, it will be, like Chris said, the best $20 I believe you will ever spend on your family.
And what I love, even just the name, Take Back Your Family's Time, because that's really what's required. It's not like all this newfound time just going to start showing up in any of our lives. You have to go in and like identify. And that's what this guide walks you through step by step. It helps you identify and take a really honest assessment and a really honest look at how are we currently spending our time. And none of it's designed to make you feel bad, or none of it's even like good, bad, right, or wrong. It's more so, how are you spending time that's really useful and aligned with what you want for your family? And how are you spending time that maybe isn't as useful? So it allows you first to identify how you are currently spending your time. Second, it then allows you to categorize that time into these certain buckets of, again, useful, somewhat useful, not very useful. And then it helps you have the courage to start saying no to some things and identify what to say no to. Because I think in order for you to be more intentional with your time, you have to first like identify where you're using it in ways that aren't wise, and also free up some time. And then once you have this freed up time, yeah, how do you use it in an intentional way? And I think this is just such a profound thing to look at as a family. Like, again, it's going to be really difficult for you to be the family you want to be and to be intentional as a family and create deeper meaning and connection and have fun if you don't feel like you have the time to do it. And so I think this, it'll really allow you as a family to operate more by design than by default around your time. Instead of feeling like the tail that just wags the dog and just, you know, you kind of run ragged, just be more intentional about what you say yes to, and maybe even be more intentional, especially what you say no to as a family. And then this idea of fun, look, that can be created. You know, we have had so many fun adventures, and that's one of the things that we've found that's really fun for us to do as a family, is go on adventures. And look, those adventures could be literally just like running to a store and back, but it's like kind of a fun random adventure, or an overnighter, or these bigger adventures. And so it'll also allow you as a family to identify how you define fun. Because look, one family's fun would be misery for another family.
Yeah, one thing you said earlier that I wanted to touch on is that you mentioned that maybe you're spending time, I don't remember the exact word that you used, but it was just reminding me that I think most families spend their time on things that they feel like are good things, like things that you want to be doing, or that you feel like you need to be doing.
Or that you think you should be doing.
You should be doing, totally. But there's this quote, I was looking over the guide today, putting some last minute touches on it, and I was reminded of this quote. It's by Stephen R. Covey. It says, "You have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, unapologetically, to say no to other things And the way you do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. The enemy of the best is often the good. And so this will really help you identify that. Like, okay, maybe there are some things we're doing that are filling our time and they're good things, but are they the best things? And what are the best things for our family? And there's exercises in this guide as also that will help you walk through and determine what are the best things for our family so you can prioritize those.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of, it's interesting, I've heard a lot of really, really wealthy and successful people in different areas that have said that you'll never be able to create what it is you want in your life, your business, your finances, your family, if you can't learn to say no. I've also heard it said that you'll never be in integrity if you can't learn to say no. I don't think that saying yes or saying, or I don't think saying no is the challenge. I think it's like the pressure to say yes. We say yes to way too many things as individuals. We say yes to way too many things as families. And it's learning to exercise this muscle of like being really intentional about what we say yes to and starting to get more courageous and just exercise the muscle. Like, it's okay to say no. Your family doesn't have to attend every single function that you're invited to by other family members or friends or the community. Your kids don't have to play every single sport and be involved in every single activity. And it's okay if they are, like if that's how you define fun. And in my opinion, the world really wants to take as much of your time as they can and have you as scheduled and spread thin if possible. And it's up to us to take that back. So it's like either we're taking back our time or the world's taking our time from us. And it's felt really good as, you know, in our family. And look, we struggle with this all the time. It's not just, that's another thing. It's not just this one time, hey, we'll review how we're currently spending our time and start saying no to these things and then it's going to be good forever. We even had the discussion this morning at breakfast. Hey, we've gotten a little bit away from spending as much quality time together as a family as we'd like. Okay, let's go back and identify where have we gotten off? What are we saying yes to? What can we say no to? It's just this conversation that is really useful to stay in as a family.
And I think the last thing I'll add is that us as parents, you as parents, we have that intuition to know what's best for our families. And so if you're listening to this and, you know, it's tugging on your heart and being like, yeah, I think that we could do better. This guide isn't going to be like, well, you need to do this and this and this. It's really going to help you use your own intuition and decide like, okay, yeah, how can we best spend our time as our family? And I promise you, it will not just happen by accident. You won't wake up one day and be like, oh, we have extra free time. Like, no, you have to create it for your family. You have to create this intentional time, and this guide will help you do that. So go check it out.
Yeah, where do they find the guide?
That is a great question. I will put it in the show notes. We're buttoning up all the details, but look at the show notes. I'll put it in the show notes.
A link to it.
Yep. And you will be able to find it on social media too.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to the Family Brand Podcast. To say thank you, we have something really awesome we'd love to share with you.
You know, we often hear from families who will tell us that they just feel so overwhelmed because of the demands that are placed on them. They feel like they're constantly being pulled in so many different directions and spread thin, and they're spending time as a family, but they don't feel like it's quality time. They're not really connected and they want to be more intentional. And we can certainly relate because we felt like that at one point in our family. And so we created a guide that allowed us to really be more confident around how we spend time as a family and what we say yes to and what we say no to. And it's just brought so much more peace into our home. It's made our lives so much more simple, and we want to share it with you. So if you go to familybrand.com/free, you can download the How to Take Back Your Family's Time guide. And I can promise you, it'll give you more confidence and more peace in your life and in your family.
One last thing, we feel so inspired when we hear from families that we are making a difference for them. We would love it if you would leave us a 5-star rating and a review on the podcast so we can reach even more amazing families. We truly believe that the way we change the world is one family at a time.